from the Thursday, April 26, 2012, Doc Love Show, segment number 4. Very interesting call. Most guys would think that, oh, I should have just said, I like you back to this woman that got really uptight after she said, I like you, and he didn't say it back. But Doc has a different take. Now, if you want more of this show, it's easy to get it. DocLoveClub.com. $10 a month gets you access to all of our archives, and you get the advanced system class every week, and the new ones are available just to members. Check this call out from the Doc Love Show.
866-WS-RADIO or 866-977-2346. And then you press the number 1, and that's exactly what Sam from New Mexico did. Welcome, Sam, and what is your question?
Thank you, Jeff. Hello, Doc.
Yes.
I have a quick question for you. I was recently with a lady, we went on 5 dates, and then on the way back, and I dropped her off, and she looked at me and she said, I like you. And then I look at her back and I say, why wouldn't you? And then she was like acting all rude, oh, you are so mean.
What did she say?
She said, I like you. And then I say, why wouldn't you?
Good.
So she got so uptight, and she was like so rude, and she was, oh, you are so vain and so full of pride, and like this is sort of arrogance. So how to use this negative energy?
You know what the term true colors means?
Sure.
True colors. See, what happens is she said it, so you would say you like her. A gift.
Yeah, but I was gonna do this. The challenge that you were advising
listening. You did the right thing. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't roll with it. She didn't know you were playing with her. She doesn't have a sense of humor.
Right.
This is what you brought out indirectly. The system protects you. Now you know not to go out with her. Her agenda was to get you to say, I like you. You're supposed to say, when she says, I like you, the man is supposed to say, I like you back.
And so does that mean that she's so structured?
And low self-esteem. And she has a secret agenda. Because if she really liked you for you, she would say, you know what, I would like you. And even if you say, I don't like you back, it wouldn't make any difference because she still likes you. So she said it for what you're supposed to say back to her. She didn't give you a gift with no strings attached. When you give somebody a gift, there's not strings attached. So when she says, I like you, that's the gift. But there were strings attached. She didn't say it as a gift just to tell you how she feels about you, to be affectionate. She was being affectionate not with a pure motive, but the motive was to get you to say it back. Therefore, it wasn't a gift, and it wasn't a pure gift. And you saw her real agenda, and then she could have said, well, I'll just get it out of you later and give you a little slap on the arm, and you both laugh. But she couldn't do that. So you brought out the worst in her by being a challenge, and you found out now there's no reason to go out with her on a 6th date. She's uptight.
So, Doc, how can we defuse this when someone like...
No, you're not defuse.
Like
you write them off. It's over.
Right.
It's over.
I'm not talking about her in specifically. Yeah, I got rid of her. But in general, like for other girls, like just to make it a learning experience, if somebody comes and like... tells me, like, hey, you're rude or whatever. How can I repel that?
Say, you know, I'm really sorry you feel that way because I was just kidding you. You know, do you really think I would be with you for 5 dates if I didn't like you? And she says, well, I want to hear it. And you're supposed to say it back. You see my point? my point? And this is the 5th date. Picture she's pregnant with your 3rd little girl and you got house payments. And you're living with somebody like this. That when you don't do what they say, you're out. You're a jerk.
Oh, right.
You see, this is a big deal. But the thing is this, we uncovered this snake pit before you went on the 6th date. So now you realize you went out with a girl who every time she compliments you, you better compliment her back. Otherwise, you're some kind of jerk. So she's not interested in giving you a compliment or a gift. She's interested in the response. So she should have said, by the way, I'm not going to tell you I like you. Would you please tell me you like me? You see how silly it is? Because we carry it out to the ridiculous. And the thing is this. Look at all the money you saved on the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th date. And all she would have said, she says, okay, wise guy, I'll get it out of you later. She could have played along with it. When I want to play, I want her to play. I don't want to lecture what a jerk I am because I don't say I like you back. Forget her.
Right.
You found out sooner, Sam. You found out sooner.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Great question.
Absolutely
Jeff,
great question.
I love that question, Jeff.
Yes.
That was a great one.
It was, well, it was really great as he recognized, you know what he I loved how he said, oh yeah, no, I got rid of her, Doc, but I just want to know.
Yeah, that's okay.
Awesome. That was awesome what he said.
And thank you, Doc Love Club members.